This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi returned to New Delhi after successfully concluding his visit to Italy, marking the final leg of his five-nation official tour. India and Italy yesterday announced the upgradation of their ties to a special strategic partnership, marking a major step forward in bilateral relations. The two countries signed several agreements in areas including agriculture, critical minerals, Ayurveda, science and technology, and facilitation of mobility of Indian nurses from India to Italy. Both nations also signed MOUs for curbing tax crimes, money laundering, and terror financing. In a joint press statement with his Italian counterpart, Giorgia Meloni, in Rome, Prime Minister Modi said that Italy is renowned worldwide for design and precision, and India's identity is of a powerhouse of scale, talent, and affordable innovation. Mr. Modi highlighted that both countries will work together on shipping, ports modernization, logistics, and the blue economy. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni also said that both nations are working hard on advanced manufacturing, infrastructure, energy, space, economy, and defense. India and Italy will celebrate 2027 as the year of culture and tourism to promote cultural exchanges and strengthen dialogue between the two ancient civilizations. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said the initiative will help deepen mutual understanding and further strengthen cultural diplomacy between the two countries. She said, stronger ties between countries are measured not only through political and economic relations, but also through connections between people and societies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred the prestigious Agricola Medal by the Food and Agriculture Organization at its headquarters in Rome, Italy. Receiving the award, Mr. Modi dedicated the honor to India's millions of farmers, livestock rearers, fish farmers, agricultural scientists, and workers. The medal was presented by FAO Director General Q. Dongyu. Several union ministers, including Home Minister Amit Shah, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, and Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, have congratulated PM Modi for being honored with the Agricola Medal. Home Minister Amit Shah noted that India has emerged as a global leader in the agricultural sector, and the country's agricultural model is setting a benchmark for the whole world. In West Bengal, re-poll will be held in the Falta Assembly constituency in South 24 Perganas district today. Voting will start at 7 a.m. and conclude at 6 p.m. A total of 6 candidates are in the fray, including 2 independents. Trinamool Congress candidate Jahangir Khan has announced that he would not contest the election. However, his name remains on the ballot formally as the deadline for withdrawal of candidature has already passed. The BJP's candidate is Debangshu Panda. The Congress has fielded Abdul Razak Mola, while the CPIM has fielded Sambhunath Kurmi. Our correspondent reports the Election Commission has made all preparations to ensure peaceful voting. Webcasting facilities are available in all 285 polling stations. The total number of electors in the Falta Assembly constituency stands at more than 2,36,000. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Mumbai Indians by 4 wickets at their home ground, Eden Gardens, last night to keep playoff hopes alive. In today's fixture, Gujarat Titans will take on Chennai Super Kings at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for severe heat wave conditions over parts of Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha for the next 2 to 3 days. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Punjab, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha, Rajasthan, Telangana and Uttarakhand today. The weather agency has also predicted hot and humid weather conditions over Gangetic West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal for the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.